This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Earlier this month, the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C., removed a video from one of its exhibits. The video is called A Fire in My Belly. It's 4 minutes long, and it shows ants crawling on a crucifix. The artist who created it said that imagery is supposed to depict the suffering of an AIDS patient, and it was part of a Smithsonian exhibit on homosexual themes in American art. The video offended several congressmen who threatened to cut the Smithsonian's funding if the video wasn't yanked. And it also offended a national group called the Catholic League. The group's director, Bill Donahue, recently spoke to NPR.
The Smithsonian would never have their little ants crawling all over an image of Muhammad. And my principle is very simple. If it is wrong for the government to take the taxpayers' money to promote religion, why is it acceptable for the government to take the taxpayers' money to assault religion?
So the Smithsonian took the video down. But several other museums around the country are now showing it, including the Institute of Contemporary Art here in Boston. And we're joined in the studio by the ICA's director, Jill Medvedel. Jill, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Sasha.
Jill, first of all, for any of our listeners who haven't seen this video, would you briefly describe it? Is it as simple as ants crawling on a crucifix?
Well, that's just a few seconds. As part of this video, we're showing 21 minutes. It's actually composed of two different segments that the artist made. And the ants are quite minor and, as I said, brief part of what's a very surrealistic film. It intersperses images shot in Mexico, black and white images, many Day of the Dead images, with images of a lot of kinds of violence, cockfighting and wrestling, with bread being sewn together with red thread and lips being sewn together.
So a lot more to it than ants on a crucifix, even though that's what has largely been focused on.
Yes.
The artist who created this video is David Wojnarowicz. I think I'm saying his name correctly. One museum director in Pittsburgh has described Wojnarowicz as, quote, one of the most important artists of the 1980s. For listeners who aren't familiar with him, give us a short bio about David Wojnarowicz.
David was a fixture in the art world in the 1980s and doing work that really looked at issues around suffering, homosexuality, sexuality, and human suffering in an era in which he saw, and we all saw, his community being decimated by the AIDS epidemic.
I should note this video was made in the 1980s, so when you talk about the era.
This video was made in 1986 and 87, and it was made after his mentor and former lover and friend, photographer, well-known photographer named Peter Hujar, had passed away. And I think it's important to note that David, the artist of this film, died at the age of 37, several years later, of AIDS.
Now, as we know, as you know, there was at least one Catholic group and several senior congressmen who felt that this video didn't have artistic value, or whatever artistic value it had was offensive and should not be shown in the Smithsonian. In your view, what is the video's artistic value?
I think that, as with many works of art, and we can go back 700 or 800 years, one of the functions of works of art is to expose our own sense of interiority, our inner lives, as well as making connections between our inner lives and the outer world. And works of art over time have shown images of pain and suffering as we all try to grapple with these themes, life and death, mortality, faith. That's what David Wojnarowicz is making a work of art about, and he was raised Catholic, it's worth noting. And he, I think, was really looking at and struggling with issues of faith and hope and violence, suffering, and faith, redemption.
Listeners, if you've seen this video, give us a call and tell us what you think, whether you think you're proud of the ICA for showing it or you think it's offensive that this is in museums. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Jill Medvedel, there have been some Catholic leaders and some congressmen who've said that this art is the equivalent of hate speech, that it has anti-religious imagery, that it's offensive to Christians. Do you think there's any validity to that criticism?
As far as I know, we're really talking about three very vocal individuals. And vocal individuals who really claim to be talking about all of Christianity. And I can tell you that our galleries have been full of people, many of whom are Christians, who are not offended. So I think one of the really important, I think there's several really important points to be made here. One of them is about what is the work and role of museums in a democratic society. That's an extremely important question that has really nothing to do with whether one likes or does not like a specific work of art. And I think the other question has to do with whether or not individuals who would protest this work can admit to a point of view other than their own.
One of the, I think it was the, there was one critic who said that if this art showed ants crawling over a Muhammad, many museums would not be leaping to its defense and wanting to exhibit it. Do you think that if it did show ants crawling over Muhammad, you would have, as without hesitation, want to put it in your museum?
I think that's a kind of false setup, in that that's an abstract notion. And as with any work of art that we show, we would look at it as a holistic work of art. But I think it's an interesting, and that's also a fairly inflammatory statement that looks like it's meant to be divisive. But what I would also add is that we have centuries of images of Jesus Christ that are filling our museums and churches around the country and around the world. So there are many, many images in which we see a suffering Christ. And the real issue there is, who is being vilified? In this case, somebody has made the assumption that to show ants it's an interesting thing, because in fact this is a piece that has very much to do with homosexuality and AIDS. And so I have to wonder about whose suffering we value.
Although you just said it, you know, it's an abstract notion that we might have a piece of art with ants crawling on Muhammad, but actually it seems like it could be quite possible. I mean, do you feel like, and of course, as you said, it's case by case, but do you feel like without seeing it, you could say, yes, we'd put that in the museum too, or you might hesitate?
I wouldn't say that to any work of art without seeing it, in the sense, unless there was a more important point to make. But as we were just saying, the ants in this case are quite small segment of a much larger work of an artist who created an entire body of work. And that is what we tend to look at in a field that has quite strict ethics and training and guidelines.
We have a caller from Boston who I believe is a priest. This is Father Pat from Boston. And Father Pat, your thoughts about this piece of art that was pulled from the Smithsonian. It shows ants crawling on a crucifix, but it's being shown at the ICA in Boston.
Oh, I'm aghast that they would object to something like this, because this is the central theme of Christianity, the suffering of Christ. And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful meditation to meditate ants on the body of a human being, devouring this human being and giving it pain, because that is what we are supposed to, as Christians, to let happen to us so we can share in the sufferings of Christ. I can't believe this.
Father Pat, thank you for that. Joe Medvedev, any comments on that?
I think Father Pat puts it really beautifully, because I think that in most of the depictions that we've seen of the suffering of Christ, we're trying to evoke ideas of compassion. And I believe that the artist in this case was really wondering about where compassion would come from for him and for his entire community, hundreds of thousands of men who were being let to die.
Jill Medvedel of the ICA, I wonder in how you would sort of rank why you decided to show this piece of art. You know, was it in some ways a political statement? Was it simply part of the museum's mission? Was it a great PR move that might draw more members in, you know, admission-paying members to the museum?
Well, I don't want to be flip on this very serious topic, but of course, after Shepard Fairey was arrested in Boston, we did see a big uptake in our attendance. And but we did not do it for PR reasons. However, you are correct in that it wasn't part of a previously scheduled exhibition. We did do this in response to the piece being pulled from the National Portrait Gallery to show our very strong feeling, what our very strong principles about the role of museums to be a place for dialogue and a diversity of opinion and an openness.
This would need a longer answer, but I wonder if you can give a quick answer. The director of the Smithsonian said that he felt that the Smithsonian is part of this new debate in Congress on whether federal money should be spent on art. Do you really think it's a new debate, or is this just a very old debate?
I think it is a very familiar debate, and I do think that what we're seeing in many cases here is an opportunistic move to use this particular fight about this video as a wedge to be divisive and inflammatory. Nobody has been complaining about the piece, so the only people we hear that are upset right now are the three gentlemen who are complaining.
One of those gentlemen was from the Catholic League. I want to note that we did call the Catholic League, and they declined to participate in this segment today. Jill Medvedal, Director of the Institute of Contemporary Art, thank you very much for coming into the studio on Radio Boston.
Thank you, Sasha.